So here again, we are for the law for the reason God gave the law. And God never gave the law to justify men by. So are you clear on this? Let's move on, okay? When God gave the law, remember when God brought them out of Egypt, right? Listen, there was no Ten Commandments. It was not yet given. Say amen. Oh, for a moment of time, I'm preaching in another church. Okay, all right, let's try this again, okay? Let's try this again. New Creation Church, am I right? Am I in the right church? Okay, when God brought them out of Egypt, are they cognizant of the Ten Commandments? No, it was not yet given. Mount Sinai is in front. Okay, in case you don't know your chronological order, deliverance from Egypt happened first. They came out by what? The blood of the Lamb. Amen? Were they good people? They got out because they were good? No, because He is good. Amen. It's His goodness. Then He brought them through the Red Sea. Right? I mean, behind the marauding forces of the Egyptian army in front is the deep, 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 deep Red Sea. And they complain. Complaining is sin. But God didn't seem to respond to their sin. God was responding under the covenant, Abrahamic covenant of grace that they were under then. And God opened up the sea. What a covenant. It's as if God is not even regarding their complaining. God brought them through the Red Sea because of His faithfulness, not because of theirs. Then on the other side, they complained again because after 3 days, there was no water and they complained at bitter waters of Marah. God healed the waters in spite of their complaining. And God says, I am the Lord who heals you. Amen? And God gave them what? They complained there was no food. God gave them manna from heaven. Every day, champion's food. Don't have to worry, it's organic. No artificial flavorings or colors. It's pure from heaven. In fact, the Bible says, man did eat angels' food in the Psalms. Open your mouth. Every morning. So it seems like no one died. All the way from Egypt at the foot of Mount Sinai, through all the Red Sea and all the vicissitudes that they went through, they reached Mount Sinai. Though they complained, they sinned. They sinned every step of the way. No one died. That's something the Lord showed me many years ago that triggered off this ministry. My ministry. I checked, and many people have checked all over the world ever since I said that. People that follow my ministry and those who are criticizing me also, they've checked. No one can come and say a person died. No one died, even though they sinned. Did they sin? Yes. No one died. But something happened after Sinai, Mount Sinai, when the law was given. This time when they complained, poom, mati. All right? That means what? Die. See. Die. All right? When they complained, they died. When they complained, they died. Wait a minute. Same God. Different administration. The other day, in one of the hotels I stayed in Israel, let's not be specific, so that we don't blame, y'all don't go in, oh, be careful of the hotel. No, no, no. We both were, a pastor and I were, one of the pastors was talking to me, looks like the system has changed. You know, the security features are not as good. Like anyone can just press a button, go up and all that. You know, it's like we are thinking, yeah, how come? Then I saw another sign later on under new management. Another hotel group took over this hotel. I don't know when, last year or what. So it's under new management. And they have their own style of administrating. And to me, it wasn't as good as the old. I kind of wish that the old remained. Same building, same hotel, but listen. The law is an administration. Grace is also an administration. The law demands, you shall not, you shall not. Grace says, God says, I will be this to you. I will give you this. I will do that for you. The focus on God's I will That means what? Focus on God. Here, the focus is on you. The law is focused on you, your strength. You shall not. But the problem is that men don't have that strength. That's a problem. Man is bankrupt. So the law was given to bankrupt men. Why was it given then? Because man is so proud. So at the foot of Mount Sinai, I'm going to say it in Hebrew again. At the foot of Mount Sinai, they said, Kol Asher, Kol means everything that God says. Kol Asher Dibir, God's word. Na'aseh, Kol Asher Dibir Adonai, God's name. Na'aseh. Na'aseh means we can keep it. We can do it. It's a very affirmative word. Later on, they added the word venishma, which is even stronger, and we'll observe it. All right? We'll keep it and observe it.